Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
31060.
Thank you. And your first and last name?
Lee Perry.
Thank you. And just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address?
P.O. Box 181, Milan, Georgia, 31060.
Thank you, and I'm waiting on that to load here. One moment.
Okay, let me ask you, what is Advantage Performance?
Okay, well, I'm still waiting on it to load because this is a third-party call center, and we assist with the calls for over 400 different online vendors.
Okay, because I got hit for $67.32, and I don't know what it's for.
Okay, so it looks like back on July 7th, the shipping was paid for $7.95 for a tactical bag. So that was strictly just the shipping for your free gift. But it was a welcoming gift for signing up for the service and receiving a $125 gift card to the online gadget store that's called FactoryDirectSaving.com. So that is why you were charged a membership fee of $67.32. It was for
okay.
That $125 gift card.
Cancel that and give me my money back because I haven't gotten anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't need a membership fee for $67 when I can get other stuff without a fee at a discounted price.
Okay. So I did
noticed,
go ahead and get
just,
that canceled.
I just noticed in my checking account where they took out the $67.32 that's already been deducted on July 14th. And it's just posted July 14th. I just noticed it. That's the reason I'm calling.
Okay.
So you going to be able to send my money back to me?
Well, I did go ahead and get that canceled. As far as the charge, when you paid the shipping for the tactical bag, in the terms and conditions, that is where it's stated about the $67.32 charge. So it is a valid charge with you agreeing to the terms and conditions. But what I can do for you as a courtesy is a 35% refund out of that charge.
No, what I'll do is I'll just let my bank deal with them because I'm on Social Security and a charge like that I don't need. I'll just let my bank deal with them.
Okay, and you definitely could. Of course, they are going to get in contact with us to make sure that it is a valid charge. At that point, we would have to send them the terms and conditions that you agreed to, and the temporary credit would be removed due to it being a valid charge. But I can also do a 50% refund for you.
I want 100% because I haven't received anything from them. And I don't need anything they have that wants to charge me that kind of money. Like I say, I'm on Social Security. I'm 74 years old. And if it was in the fine print, I didn't see it. My bifocals didn't focus in on it. So,
okay.
No, it sounds like a flim-flam to me. And I'm not going to deal with it. I just turn it over to the bank.
Okay, well, let me see what I can do here for you. Bear with me one moment. Thank you for being patient on that hold. So I did go ahead and do the full refund for you. It can take up to 3 to 5 business days to reflect in the account. And was there anything else that I could do for you today?
I appreciate that because, you know, I didn't see that in there where they're going to hit me up for that kind of money. If I had it, I said no, uh-uh. Because if it's, you know, the $7.95, I can understand that for shipping for that bag. I didn't even know where the bag came from because it was just in a plain wrapper, and here it is. But $67.32 for a membership fee, no ma'am. Ain't going to happen.
Okay. Was there anything else that I could look into for you?
Nope. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for calling customer support.
Another.